It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. My name is Alex Povey. If you're a new listener, the show is released every Sunday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a show. Every week, we invite a new guest from the fitness industry or coaching space to share their personal journey in business. We will deep dive into actionable ideas, strategies, and systems that you can apply in your life and business too. You can also access free weekly content in our private Facebook group by searching Coaching Ignited. And if you're a face-to-face personal trainer with room to take on additional clients, head over to coachingignited.com where you can apply for our 30-day client accelerator program and find out more about our business, sales, and marketing training platform. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Now, there's lots of different ways that you could scale your fitness business. You can increase your prices and move into high ticket. You can do online training, move into a private studio and hire a small team, or even open your own facility. But on today's podcast, we're going to cover a topic, a way to scale that we've not covered before, and that's group training and boot camps. So if you've ever thought about launching a boot camp, then this episode is for you. And today we've got Tim Megginson from Body Shape Fitness, and he's been running successful boot camps for over 10 years now. So he knows his stuff when it comes to launching a successful boot camp. And we really dive into the mechanics, the step-by-step process to launching a boot camp. So if you want to launch one this summer, this is really going to be an insightful episode for you. We're going to go through it step by step. We're going to go through all the processes, all the little bits that you need to think about when launching a boot camp. So you probably want to get a pen and paper ready for this episode if this is a topic that interests you. So let's dive into the show. All right, buddy. So I just want to welcome you to the show. It's really good to have you here, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
So I'm really looking forward to getting into this show because as we were talking just off record, we've not really covered this angle on the show before, the group training model. So I think this is going to be super interesting for anyone listening to maybe look at a new way of scaling their personal training business. So super pumped to get into that. But before we get into all the mechanics, the strategies, and maybe some systems that you're going to share, can we kind of rewind a little bit into how you got started in the fitness industry and how you're doing what you do now?
Sure thing. So 14 years ago now, I did the Premier, which pretty much the only training course around at the time, which was Premier Global. I did their 3-month kind of course, which was PT in sports massage therapy, the diploma they did at the time. And then I went straight into freelance PT. I started PTing out of a commercial gym, formerly LA Fitness in Cambridge. And yeah, that's where I started. I started on the one-to-one journey. So probably like a lot of your followers, a lot of your listeners right now, built that up pretty quickly. Sort of got to the point where I was doing 40 one-on-one sessions a week and it was earning me great money. And it, you know, I loved my job. I loved every part of it, but I kind of got to that point where, and maybe some of your listeners are getting to that point as well, where I hit a ceiling on that. And I couldn't really grow. You know, I'd kind of push the price up as high as people were willing to pay in the gym. I'd become the PT manager inside the gym as well. So I was, you know, helping and mentoring and coaching other PTs. And I got to about just over three and a half years into that. And I started learning about group training. And that's kind of like, you know, where I kind of focused my energy really in the business into building up the boot camps. And I kind of piggybacked, I call it, or springboarded from the one-to-one PT into the groups. And I've been running the groups ever since. So that's kind of my journey really in a nutshell.
So in terms of the group stuff then, did you just like dive straight into it, or like did you take some training? Were you looking at other people in the industry that were already doing it? Was it a new thing back then that no one was doing it? Like, how was that process for you?
Yeah.
How did you like get into it?
Yeah, 100%. So actually at the time when I was a PT, and you know, I recommend all PTs do this, I was doing courses like every month. I was doing like kettlebell courses and advanced, you know, exercise correction course and all these different kind of just everything I could get my hands on. I was just super keen to learn. And as when you do that, you start networking with other PTs and, you know, meeting people from all over the country and all over the world. In fact, I met people on these various courses that I did. And I met a guy who was running, still friends with him now, actually, he was running boot camps in the Northeast, where people tend to be a little bit poorer and stuff like that. And he was saying, look, you know, what I've got is this model where more people come and see me at once, and it actually makes those hours of my time more profitable. And I was like, really interesting. So I was messaging him all the time and just getting an understanding of how he ran that business, ran that model. And then I just decided to go for it. And what I did initially was I freed up time in my morning session. So I kind of started just kind of taking away a few one-to-one clients, still kept that business going, still, and I started them up at the same time. And then I built out a morning bootcamp time slot and filled that group up. And then when that started to get busy, I started to cut a few more hours off. So I then built in, so I call this a staggered launch. I then staggered in an evening time slot. And then when it got to the point where the income overtook the income I was doing from one-to-one PT, I kind of bit the bullet and just went all in on the groups.
So that's how I love that, man.
Yeah.
Love it. It sounds like a very risk-averse approach to doing it. So you didn't kind of like just jump in, chop your full one-to-one PT. You actually built it in, like you said, a staggered approach systematically into the business. Did everything like go smoothly as you were building it, or like what kind of challenges did you come into?
Good question. Oh, sorry. Get that off. Saved by the bell. So line one tested. So I think there's no business, no startup, nothing comes without challenges. So it would be very rude, I think, of anyone to say that they had a challenge-free setup. But as you said, I did it to reduce the downside. So reduce the downside risk and keep that PT going. What I'm trying to think now, what are the biggest challenges that I came up against? I think for me, I always look down on group training, because I think as one-to-one PTs, we can get very, very anal almost about the quality of the training that we're delivering for people. And I always kind of looked at these group classes going on inside of the gym, and I was like, you know what, like that, you know, what's that? There's a load of people doing stupid stuff. They can't do the technique very well. They're not getting trained. They're not getting coached. It's not that good. And then for me to then go and charge a premium, so something that was more expensive than your average pay-as-you-go group class, circuits class, that kind of thing, it was a mindset that I had to get over, a hurdle that I had to push through initially to help deliver that value, or to help me believe that I was worth that in terms of a group, in the group scenario. And one of the key things for helping me with that was actually looking at the different kinds of clients that I train and actually what would best fit them, not what would best fit me. And this is something I talk about a lot with other coaches and trainers, is like a lot of the times we make it all about us. Like, we know that we want these specific strength training cycles and these kind of things that would really suit us. But is it more important that your average client that just wants to lose a bit of weight, get healthier, get fitter, just actually does more regular training, consistently eats better, and can see you enough times a week to get motivated and to be able to kind of actually make a change for themselves? So sometimes we need to kind of step away from ourselves and all of the things that we know we're, you know, really clever at and good at in terms of from a PT perspective, and actually look at the whole in terms of what a client could actually value more so. So I think that was a big challenge for me. Also, I think marketing's changed quite a lot in the last, you know, 5-6 years. Facebook ads are really hot at the moment. Social media is really hot. When I started building this up nine and a half years ago, I was doing talks, I was going into businesses, I was doing all these kind of old school guerrilla type marketing things as well. So, you know, I think there's some kind of challenges that that popped up certainly in the beginning.
I love what you said there about like actually giving them what they wanted versus what you wanted.
Yeah.
And I think like it's easy for us to make the mistake of trying to push what we want to push all the time, when actually it's not us buying the service, it's them buying the service. And so an easy way to be able to sell something is actually give them what they want, what they're asking for.
100%. And just to add to that as well, also they're going to value that more. it's a funny one with PT because we love it so much. It's just what we do. It's a part of our lives. It's our hobby. It's our passion. It's our, you know, what we've turned into our career. We automatically assume that other people aren't going to value it as much. And so then we try and over deliver in ways that we would want to be over delivered, like long sessions, you know, advanced knowledge and kind of terminology that you discuss with your clients that maybe they don't want to hear. Maybe that's not what they're about. Maybe they just want accountability, motivation, you know, results. And if that can be done more quickly in a process that suits them better, then that's probably more valuable to them than some of the things that we value. So that's a different perspective for a lot of PTs.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point you meant there, made there, because I was literally on a call with one of my clients a second ago, and we were talking about the sales process and how he was structuring it. And it's kind of on the same track that you just mentioned there about selling like the benefits and the features, when actually people only really care about the outcomes, about the actual results they're going to get. And when you shift from selling all this stuff that you think they're interested in and telling them about all the features and benefits that they don't really care about, you tend to push people away from the sale. Whereas if you just focus on the results, the outcomes and what they stand to gain, maybe the fat loss, the increased confidence or the accountability to get in shape, then they're going to buy much more into that than all the features and benefits that we sometimes try and pitch or sell.
100%, 100%. And with that mindset, that will allow somebody to move into, like you said, the online space or the group space, because you can deliver the outcome. And that's all that really matters. That makes the sale and the value that you can put on yourself and the perceived value you can give to the prospect, and allow you to scale and grow and make more sales.
So like how are you finding it different now than doing the group compared to the one-on-one? Like, how different is it training groups? Is it easier? Is it harder? Is it faster to get results because you've got the group environment and energy? Like, from someone that's been doing it for what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
What's it like compared to doing the one-on-one?
So that's another good question. What I found when I was doing a lot of one-to-one is I trained a lot of people and I was successful at it and it was good money and everything like that. And I had some great clients. I also had some clients that maybe, you know, they only came and saw me like once a week. They were, you know, they're a one a week and they paid monthly and they booked like four sessions a month and that was their kind of their gig. And it got to the point with some of these people that, you know, they weren't making improvements. Sometimes they would come back to do a session the following week, they would actually regress or, you know what I mean? Like, I knew intrinsically that they needed more, they needed to see somebody more, they needed more training. They couldn't be relied upon to go and follow programs that I set for them outside of, you know, the one-to-one sessions that I was delivering them. They weren't really following the nutrition advice. They always had this kind of excuse, that kind of excuse. That person fits perfectly into a group training model whereby, you know, they can't come at me with all these excuses. There's loads of other people there. There's more accountability. And for the same cost, because we're lowering the cost for the client, they can see me more or see one of our coaches more. And therefore it delivers far more of their needs. So in that respect, getting clients, those kind of clients, better results, amazing. But it's a different experience. It isn't for everyone. Okay. It's like, you know, if you are very perfectionist or you do train clients that are, you know, genuinely want to be on stage and do bodybuilding shows and stuff like that, that's, you know, far more difficult to achieve in a group environment. So it's, yeah, I mean, you've got advantages and disadvantages of both. For me, I like the term that I give to the type of coaching that I deliver and the term that I give to the kind of students that I coach to deliver this kind of training is leadership coaching. So rather than kind of one-to-one, which is very kind of micromanaging people, in this way, you're macromanaging a group of people and you're transforming through leadership, and you're giving people, you know, more generalized advice and coaching that helps them change their mind over a period of time and become part of your community and part of your culture. Yeah.
Mm. I love all that stuff. Another thing that just popped into my head right now, because this is kind of like a big thing when it comes to like marketing and finding the ideal clients, particularly with PTing and online stuff as well, like picking niches. With group training, can you find niches? Is it possible to really drill down into niches, or does it have to be more general because you've got such a big group of people?
Yeah, this is a great question. And actually, if you'd asked me this a couple of years ago, I'd have given you a different answer. But it does depend on where you are situated exactly. Demographically, I feel that the best answer to that question, because if you're running a small local business, you do need to remember that there is only a certain percentage of people in your area that are going to fit the bill to come and coach with you. And if you niche down too hard and you're trying to run groups and you want, you know, 200 people to be a part of your boot camps and your group training, you might not be able to find 200 25 to 30 year old females that want to get ripped, if that makes sense. But yeah. So that's like a detailed targeted niche. Now, if you're going national or international and you're running online, then definitely you need to go in really like niche. If you've got, you know, only a select, if you're training 10, 15 one-to-one clients, then a niche is powerful. Or you can have a few different niches and just focus on those people intently, with whether they're kind of gender specific, that kind of thing. But I think with the groups, yes, you can train men. Yes, you can train women. Yes, you should look at age ranges. Yes, you should be strategic about the age range that you pick, i.e., you know, is that person going to be able to stay for a while? Are they going to be people that are going to be more committed for the long term? That's my suggestion. But I wouldn't go too targeted on the niche in with the groups, because chances are there's only going to be a certain amount of people in your area that can fit that bill. And that's it. Like, there's not millions of people moving in and out your area every kind of week, if that makes sense.
Yeah, perfect sense. Really good advice that. I kind of want to make this super actionable now for anyone listening, because this podcast is all about bringing people value, insights, and strategies that can actually use. So I kind of want to walk people through maybe some steps to going from where they currently are to where they want to be. Now, there'll be people looking for new opportunities in their careers, maybe to go online and scale that way, or maybe they're looking at groups. And if they were going to probably go down the group route, let's walk through some of the steps that they need to take from maybe transitioning from the one-to-one to the groups, to then getting it set up, getting it running smoothly, bringing in consistent amount of clients, and then ways to scale that thing up so they're making a good level of income. And maybe the next steps beyond that, maybe stuff that you're doing now where you're hiring coaches and building out teams. Can we dive into some of those steps and just rewind to maybe the first thing that someone should be looking at doing before launching themselves into a group training environment?
Yeah, 100%. So my actual advice may differ from other gurus and stuff out there, but I actually believe that you should come from one-to-one and you should get a level of competency in being able to get people results and being able to replicate that, in being able to get have just things like having your systems down, having your nutrition advice or manuals that you've already got laid out, like being able to deliver before you ever go out on your own. Because if you are a PT in a gym, for example, like I was, and the gym is supporting you in terms of footfall, so you're able to get clients from in and around that gym or use, you know, other marketing strategies in within that place to bring in new people for you to train, then that is different from going out completely on your own and trying to start a whole brand new business. And if you're not quite yet at the level where you're super competent at delivering in one-to-one, then start there. Get some results with people, get some kick-ass results with people, and allow them to, you know, ask them for testimonials. That's, you know, that's key. And then use that as a springboard to start your groups. And then you just need to go at your local network. And again, the way to... Do you want like a step-by-step plan as such, or do you want just general steps?
Yes, let's dive into like what we're going to do next. So what you're saying there is like something I'd completely agree with. Like, you want to have confidence in coaching, you want to have results, you want to have some systems in place for delivery, because the last thing you want to do is bring on a ton of people and not be able to service it, because it's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
So yeah, I completely agree with that. And also like leveraging the results. It's kind of something that we did with our business was we worked face to face with PTs initially.
Yeah.
In our kind of power base, our initial network, people that were easy to bring on board. Then we got amazing results. We took those results and we leveraged them to then scale online. So it's exactly the same process. You're taking those case studies and testimonials and then moving to the next phase.
Yep.
So let's talk about getting the first couple of clients on board and how many you kind of need to get it going, because there's no point probably running a group training if you've only got two or three people, because you need volume in order to justify the low fees, right? So yeah, you need to maybe have a system in place to get X amount of clients.
Yeah.
And let's look at how much that needs to be and what's the fastest way to get to them.
Yeah.
Or get them on board and then start the first.
Yeah, 100%. So for me, the way to run it, the way to kind of kickstart it up is, like I said, like you just said, leverage. One of my favorite words. I'm glad you brought that one up, Alex. Leverage the results that you're getting already. Use your social media with people that you already have on there, and just create a bit of a bootstrap launch. Find a location, somewhere that's really accessible for you, somewhere that's low cost. We run all our boot camps outdoors. We do that all year round. We've done that for 9.5 years. We don't get complaints at anything. It's a niche. People like to do something different, so I recommend that. Obviously, you're going to save costs on overheads in that way. And then you need to set a date. You need to commit as well, the commit being the definitive word here, to that date in a month or so time. And then you're looking at launching. And I always recommend launching with a trial week of some variety, or a 14-day trial. And we're looking at going at your local network, you leveraging your personal Facebook page, and just to bring in friends, family, friends of friends, all those kind of people. You'd be surprised how far that kind of ripples when you're posting some decent content, posting some results. And then we can run cheap Facebook ads to it, to launch literally a free trial week, and then blow them away with value in that trial week and convert them onto a paid program. And then on from that paid program onto a longer term membership plan. And that's kind of how we always intake people into our groups, is we do a shorter term program. So it's like a 28-day, a 6-week or an 8-week program. And then from that short term, get them some great results, educate them on what they need to do long term, and then they go onto a back end longer term membership, so 6 or 12 months.
And love it. That's very similar to kind of launching like a free challenge online, right? It's the same concept.
Yeah, because the people turning up there, they're just getting a free trial week. Okay, so they've not heavily financially committed, and you don't have to get all nervous and worried about whether you're delivering a good program and everything. And it allows you to, you know, find your feet with the boot camps. Do, you know, try some new stuff, meet some new people, and just learn the process of conversion and selling to the group. And then, you know, so just similarly to delivering, you know, like you said, a challenge online, or doing a trial session as a PT, you know, it's then about the numbers game of upselling people into it. So shooting for sort of 30 people, 20, 30 people, aiming to get 10, 15 minimum on your first month of bootcamp, and then just building from there and growing it to wherever you want to take it to.
Yeah, I love the like free challenge or like program model to do two things, like you said, is like one, allow the coach to build confidence in the training and kind of just like break the ice with the people and get into the flow of it. But two, to just kill them with value, like you said, just blow them away with value, so that it's not even a sales process when it comes to the end of the 4 weeks. It's just an onboarding process, right? So
yep,
you're literally just 100%. Like taking orders, because people love it so much, obviously, if you're a good coach, and then they come on board with you. So it's kind of like front end heavy, but then it translates into sales.
So I lost you a little bit here.
Yeah, I'm still here, buddy. So okay. As I was just saying, it's front end heavy, isn't it? You've got to put some upfront work of creating the challenge, setting the dates, doing maybe 4 weeks of maybe unpaid coaching. But then after that, it translates into revenue once you convert a portion of those people into customers. On average, like, what's the percentage? So say if you've got like 30 people into a free challenge, like out of that amount of people, how many people would generally convert?
So our conversion rate's pretty high. Our conversion rate's 70%. Like, yeah, straight off the year.
You guys are ninjas.
Yeah. Well, it's something when I'm coaching people, I call it the PECs, showing off your passion, enthusiasm, and knowledge. And I think the passion and enthusiasm is like are the core things. So I think you demonstrating to people how much you want to help them and how far you're willing to go for them in ways that gyms and other personal trainers and any other people that they may have experienced in the past aren't willing to do will significantly affect your conversion rate. But I would expect you to hit 50% if you can deliver a mind-blowing trial week. Yeah, I expect that.
Okay, that's an awesome conversion. Mm. Yeah, really good. And then like bringing these people on, because I've spoke to quite a lot of trainers who are like selling people packs, right, with end dates, or they can use the sessions whenever they want. I don't think that's the best model, and I'm sure you'd agree that a reoccurring monthly model would be better, right? Because then you've got them locked in. But how do you guys do it? Do you put them on packs? Do you do a reoccurring monthly? How does
100%. So like I said, we very much go for the front end. So we'd do like so I would always launch with that trial week. I'd recommend that anybody new doing this does that. Because like I said, it gives you a chance to fully test the water and learn about it. And you learn so much just in that first week. If you've never done a group before, then that's the way to do it. After that, I recommend selling people a front end program, because we need to understand that our client, our prospects are in this mindset that they want quick results. We know that they need long-term, sustainable, maintainable habit change and consistent exercise for the rest of their life. But when they meet you, even after only the first 7 days as well, they don't know that yet. So you need to give them what they want and then teach them about what they need. So we would do a front end block. So they would have to commit to come to 3 sessions a week. They would sign up for like, let's say 1 month, like a 28-day program. And then after that, they would be on a recurring monthly membership. And again, they'd have to commit to the 3 sessions a week. And actually, if you don't do it that way, because you just picked up upon that, you're actually not only doing yourself a massive injustice, because your business is going to be a headache. You're going to have to chase up your clients. You're going to have to get them to repay, rebook. You're going to have to monitor which sessions they're coming to and all that kind of jazz that just makes business a nightmare and less profitable. It also gives your clients a chance to be let off the hook. And, oh, I can't come this week. Can I pick up my sessions next week? And, oh, I can only do 1 a week. Can I do this? It's like, nah, dude, you need to do 3 a week, because that's what you need to do to get results. And if you're actually delivering that front end program in a way where you're blowing them away with value, they're going to want to sign up for longer. So that, because people get worried about it. This is the thing. This is another mindset of PTs. They're like, oh, I don't want to put my clients on a 12-month or a 6-month membership, and I don't want to make them recur and pay because that's like a gym and they don't want to do that and it's an awkward conversation. It's like, okay, cool. Let's get you to the point where you're so good at delivering that people say, how can I sign up for 12 months? What's the best option? What's the best cost? And then you're like, okay, cool. This is where we need to be.
Love it. Yeah, that makes complete sense. And then in terms of like when people bought in, they're in the program, they're doing the sessions. I want to maybe dive into maybe some of the support that comes with it, because I know a lot of people use groups. I don't know how you guys do it in terms of leveraging Facebook groups on Facebook. Yeah. Is that something that you do with your clientele? Do you have like a private group? And if so, like what do you do in there? Do you show up consistently? Or do you run all your communications through there? Like what are some of the systems that are going on behind the scenes that makes this thing run smoothly and consistently?
Yeah, 100%. And I'm glad you talked about that, because this is way more important than people take on board. And it is actually what makes your service worth what it's worth. So, I mean, we leverage a few different platforms. We have an online membership site, which we leverage for content. So this is like, what this is actually all about, I mean, I could talk about this for hours and hours, so I'm not going to go give you the full detail, but it's about mapping out the client journey of what you want them to receive as they go through your process, okay, in terms of value and content that's relevant. So we have like an online membership site. They can download, you know, nutrition guides, recipe books, things that they're going to need. There's a content process that they go through. These are just videos where we give them lessons. And this helps, again, leverage your time, because you're not having to answer the same question a million times. You're pointing people back to content you've already made. And you set that up strategically so it answers questions and puts your clients in the right mindset points them towards the fact that this needs to be a long-term process, a long-term situation for them. So you're doing that in the content. It's very strategic and also giving them what they need to get results. So that's one thing that we use. We use a Facebook group, like you said. I used to show up in there all of the time. What I do now is I've got one of my, you know, super all-star grade A clients that's absolutely awesome. Hired her as an accountability coach. She's in there all of the time, commenting on things, helping people, giving them more nutrition advice. And they actually prefer that because she's more relatable to them. She's somebody that's had an amazing transformation. So she's in there, you know, I'll pop up in there and I'll make the odd live video, or I'll, you know, like and comment and just kind of engage with people in there as well. But it's not a good use of my time to be doing that, you know, like daily. But when you start out, you do need to. You need to show up in there every single day, even if it's only for 10 minutes, and like and comment and share and get people posting their food and building a community that they don't want to leave. You need to make that pain of disconnect pretty high. And what I always recommend and what we do and what I think we do better than everybody else is the follow-up. Because what you find is when you train with groups is you get people, and it may be for like legitimate reasons, but you get people not showing up to sessions, that kind of thing. It's like about being straight on top of them, knowing which session they're supposed to be at, having some system in place, a booking system, an online system, software. There's loads of software that do that. And having the ability to like message them straight away, or having a coach or an assistant the way we do it, that's messaging them straight away, making sure that, you know, they're not flagging, and we're making them accountable. Like one of the biggest reasons that a client will sign up for a trainer, a coach, a bootcamp, an online program is it makes them accountable. But if you don't actually make them accountable, then it's not actually giving them the value that they signed up for. And therefore the program is not as good. So, you know, we're on that all of the time. We message them before sessions. We message them if they miss sessions. We leave them voice messages. We send them out cards. It's a whole value-driven system that keeps people for the long term as well, which obviously significantly affects the profit and revenue of your business.
I just want to like show appreciation for like one of the things that you're doing there that you mentioned, which I think is really, really powerful. Obviously, all of it is great stuff, but you mentioned something specifically about having someone that's had a great transformation in the group actually showing up on your behalf because they're super relatable, engaging, and really just keeping that community spirit alive.
Yeah,
100%. That's powerful. That strategy alone is like game changing.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Did you find that quite challenging at the start to keep the group so meshed together? Because I imagine that's probably one of the hardest things, is to stay on top of everyone, to keep everyone engaged, to keep everyone on track, because there's so many different people and so many balls that you have to juggle.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is why having those levers in and putting them in early on, for example, like having that accountability coach, like having a memberships portal, just a basic one with video content. So you are leveraging your time. But yeah, I mean, I think challenging is a good word, but it's like fun challenge, right? Like if I know I can scale this business, it's going to do 10K a month, and that's what I want to get it to, or 15K a month, I want to get 150 people. Like that challenge is like, you know, it's helping me grow as a person. So I never really, I didn't find it too bad. I kind of enjoyed it. And I think you're spending so much less time in contact with clients on a one-to-one basis. Whereas when like running PT, your kind of sole job is to like turn up, deliver those 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, I remember a day when I did 11 sessions in a day, and I've done all kind of crazy stuff with PT, where that's all like the one-to-one contact time, and you're having to kind of have the same conversations quite regularly. It's like, okay, I'm only doing like 9 sessions a week now. So they're the sessions and they're in groups. Everyone's motivated. I'm not really talking to anyone on a one-to-one basis. Now I get to spend all this other time just following up and just delivering value and marketing and bringing new people in. And when you think about this value as well, people talk about marketing, like a lot of the gurus will be like, oh, we can get you like a million clients in a week or whatever with our new strategy and blah, 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 blah. The best marketing that you can do, I feel, is actually doing this, the value and the follow-up and the consistency. Because if you're that good, people are going to tell other people, and those referrals are powerful. So.
Love that. Absolutely love that, man. You talked about scale there, because this is where it can probably get really exciting, and something that you've gone through with your business. Because, yeah, you can run this thing on your own, and there's some cool little nuances there about the time back that you get from doing face-to-face is there to then do the follow-up and stay on top of everything. And then you're kind of just managing the tribe, which is awesome. But how do you get to a point where you go, okay, now I can scale, I can grow,
I can take on more people? And what are the steps that you took? What's beyond just doing it as an individual?
So as in building a small team inside of my boot camps?
Yeah, I'd say that. Or maybe the step before that, because I imagine before you built a team, you cranked up the marketing or the lead gen so that you had a surplus, right, to justify bringing someone else on to then service the work. So did you just crank up the Facebook ads? Is that how you scale the business? Or was it, like you said, through word of mouth?
In terms of marketing strategy, like I said, because I've been doing this 9.5 years, Facebook ads, like when I first started, we could put a post on Facebook and it would be as powerful as an ad because everyone would see it. So you could leverage your own like personal Facebook page as a way of marketing. And then after that, I had Google SEO and I still rank really highly like for searches in my local area. So we pick up leads every day from that and inquiries. Facebook ads, yes, used very successfully, have done for the last 4 years. Referrals, Google SEO and Facebook ads. They're my three top, really, for marketing strategies. And I think it's like you talked about their levers. So I think you do have to build a profit lever first. That is the first one. Once you get a money lever, then you can look at outsourcing some of the work so you can kind of scale that way. It's kind of like a bit like piggybacking from the PT. Like you're not going to employ a bunch of coaches if you haven't got the money to pay them. It's about building to a point where you know, okay, this is what I need for myself. This is my living costs. This is what I want to earn. This is maybe a little bit of a cushion that I'm going to have in place. And then when that monthly revenue is where it needs to be and the profits where it needs to be, okay, cool. Now we can look at bringing on. And I don't actually recommend bringing in a coach first either. So this is a good bit of advice I feel if anybody's interested in going this route is the first team member that I recommend bringing on is an admin assistant. Is some because that coaching, again, it ticks a lot of boxes. One, your clients are going to love you when you're coaching them. So that's cool. Two, it acts as marketing because if you're an awesome coach, people just like, yeah, I train with that crazy Tim or whatever and he's awesome. So I want to kind of stick at doing that and they're going to refer other people. And it's probably the bit you enjoy the most as well, whereas you probably don't enjoy checking people's payments to come through, following up if they've cancelled, dealing with people's membership inquiries, dealing with new leads coming in, answering people's questions that are quite generic that you can very quickly teach an assistant how to do so they can be taking care of those things that maybe are lower value tasks than coaching and then build up the kind of up the value ladder after that. And then you're looking at bringing in trainers. So yeah, trainers can then allow you to take time off or grow or bring in or start in new areas. And we've done all of those things, but I recommend going that way about it first.
Yeah, I'm really glad you pointed that out because a lot of people might think, yeah, the next move would be to hire a coach. But in actual fact, the admin-y based stuff does take up a lot of time. And if you can take that off your hands, then you can focus more on being the front man. Given an incredible experience that then leads to more work anyway, and you can service more work because you're doing less admin. So I think that's great advice there. In terms of like you now, have you got a coach? So have you gone beyond that point where you've got that admin covered and now you've got a coach helping you service the work?
What with body shape? Yeah. Yeah, so like I'm kind of like in and out of body shape. It's one of my businesses. So I run a few different companies. So I'll go down there and have some banter with them and do a session. I actually did a session this morning. I'm quite tired actually. I did a session super early this morning, which I haven't taught for a couple of weeks. but we run it on a system where I have two coaches that can do all of the sessions. So they can cover everything or I can pick up 3 or 4 a week. So that's cool with me. I don't mind still going down there and seeing them. I still think if you're taking the lion's share out of the business, then you're going to want to be down there at some point just to make sure that, you know, things aren't, various things aren't going on. So you want to kind of be careful in that respect. But you know, I've got other things like, I have a manager inside of Body Shape now. So we have a manager, admin coach and another coach as well. So it can be, it's quite well leveraged. But obviously you've got to build up the revenue to a point where, again, you're happy with the earnings that you're taking from it, the profit, whether it's building up, you know, the revenue that you want inside of your bank, and then look at other ways if you want to outsource it and do more travel and all the kind of things that, you know, that I love to do as well. So
So what's next for you beyond this now? So you've been doing this for a long time. building these boot camps, and now you're helping people with theirs. Like, what's the next step for you?
Good question. I'm like you talked about earlier, leverage is a word that I have written on my whiteboard every day. Like, I'm looking at it thinking how I can pull different levers inside of my business. But we're at a point now with like the PT side of things, like body shape, we're on like 180 clients at the moment. We can interchange between 180 and around 200. That with the sessions that we deliver and the kind of people that the team that I have in place, that's kind of like capacity. You know, that's like that's 18K a month business on average. So it's not bad. Then obviously, like you said, I have the coaching. So I'm helping other personal trainers build their boot camps, which is massive at the moment for me. And it's really taken off and something I'm doing for 3 years. And it's been a big year on that front. So that's where I'm focusing a lot of my energy at the moment. And then it's about looking at other investments from a business perspective. So other, you know, investing in assets that are going to serve me for a lifetime. That's one of my interests. And then also the travel as well. So, you know, like I want to keep my hobby. I want to kind of balance my goals list and my bucket list, to be honest.
So this has been awesome and like tons of actual things that people can take away and reapply to their approach to their businesses and potentially launch into the bootcamp space as well. But I just want to ask you, is there any final things that you'd want to say to anyone that's at a crossroad where they've got a good offline business, they've got a good face-to-face business, maybe they're looking at other options? Anyone coming into this and doing what you're doing, what are some of the key pieces of advice that you want to tell them that you wish you'd maybe known at the start?
I love your questions. They're good questions. They require a little bit of thought. What would I tell myself? Yeah. So I think the key thing, right, is like everyone in the industry, you're going to get, and this is not a new thing. And people will tell you it's a new thing, but it's not a new thing. You're going to get blasted every single day, so long as social media exists now, with the next big thing. You're going to get, oh, should I do online coaching? Should I do boot camp? Should I open a facility? Do I need to open a gym? Should I do low ticket online? Should I be selling people retreats? Should I do high ticket online coaching? Should I do one-to-one XYZ? Okay. They all work. They all can be very profitable, very rewarding businesses. And you need to sit down and figure out, what do you love doing the most? Do you like talking and interacting with people? Are you high energy? Would you want to jump around in front of a group? Or are you somebody that likes to do very perfect training with people one-to-one, and maybe you can evolve that and go really high ticket with it, and that's how you can make that profitable? So first and foremost, just figure out, like, is that what you really want? Because so many people, they're like, yeah, I'm going to do boot camps, super profitable, but they're not fully committed, and then they kind of do a bit of one-to-one, and then they've got an online program, and they're trying to juggle a million different things, and they're not successful at any of them. So if you want to do boot camps, then do them. Like reduce the downside risk, piggyback from your PT, use that as leverage, use the results and focus on that. Focus on getting people great results and focus on giving an amazing experience above every latest strategy, tactic, marketing, blah, 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 which is going to come along. And some, don't get me wrong, some of them work. I use them. I use all of them. But none of them are going to take over getting people great results and delivering a great experience. They're the key things. Your business needs to be built around some core values that are in line with your vision and what you want to be. And when you do that, that's how you become successful. It doesn't work the other way around. You cannot reverse engineer.
I'm so glad you said it that way. That resonates with me a lot. And it's kind of the person that you are, right? You understand yourself and what you want and the type of lifestyle that you want to live. And you've built a business like that. And as you probably know yourself, a lot of people get hung up on the idea of doing this, doing that, all these different shiny objects. But like you said there, does it fit with the lifestyle that you want, the way you want to do things, the way you like training? And if it does, great, go for it. But if it doesn't, you're not all in, then don't just go down that route, because you could potentially make a lot of money.
100%. That's exactly it. 100%.
Love it, man. All right. So anyone that wants to find out more about what you do in the bootcamp scene, maybe if they're thinking of launching a bootcamp, they need maybe a hand up, a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance. Where can they find out about what you do?
100%. So the best place to find out all of the kind of products and services that I do is actually on my Facebook page, funnily enough. So if you just go on Facebook, jump on Tim Meginson, my page is just my name. And there, you know, there's two services. If you want to talk with one of my team about scaling your group training business, then you can actually book in a call with us. We run these with people. It's not a stress. We like talking to PTs. We like helping you out, and we don't do sales directly on the phone either. So, you know, hopefully that'd be cool for you. You can book one in at gtgacall.com, and maybe you can post a link around here somewhere. And in that call, literally all we do is just have a chat about you, your business, where you're at, what you're up to. If you're interested in one of our programs, then we send you the info on it, and you can decide if you want to buy one. And if you're not, then you just get to have a cool catch up with us and talk strategy on the phone and all the things that I geek out on an everyday basis. So,
yeah. Awesome. We'll drop the links in the show notes so anyone who wants to follow up and find out more info, they can come straight over to you. So just want to say thank you so much for jumping on and doing this. So glad to get it booked in. It took us a while back and forth, but we got there. Hopefully the recording is okay as well. I'll listen back just after the show, but want to say thank you so much for coming on, buddy. Really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, I would be really grateful if you could leave a short review or post a comment on what you'd like to hear in future episodes. And if you're a face-to-face personal trainer with room to take on additional clients, head over to coachingignited.com, where you can apply for our 30-day Client Accelerator program and find out more about our business, sales, and marketing training platform. See you on the next episode.